Ahoy there, land lovers and
Dan!
What?
God.
Yeah, what's up?
What's a dyslexic pirate say?
Well, whatever the fuck yar is backwards.
Rah!
Rah!
Oh, my.
God.
What well, is actually, it? Wouldn't it be like grah instead of like arg?
So yeah. Does a dyslexic barbarian say rage?
Wait, what?
What?
Does a dyslexic what?
Never mind.
Barbaran.
Where did I? Welcome to Monroe's Chest.
That's what I thought of.
The podcast that sails the seas of whimsy and dives into the depths of nautical nonsense. Join us as we navigate through seas of laughter, uncovering the treasures hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries.
He sets the bar so high.
We are hilarious.
I sure hope so. Otherwise,
I'm hilarious.
We got to deliver.
I
am hilarious. I know so. I think so. I am anyway. So I think they're
moving on to the captain's log.
The captain's log. On our previous venture, we decided to roll up on a ship that looks spooky, full of spider webs, as our previous ship was destroyed by the Kraken. Huck sung us a nice tune along the way. Dash loved to swim. Jason, or Laura, is unconscious at the moment and doesn't know what's going on from a head wound from our Kraken encounter. Turner does not like swimming or anything, but beyond that, we came upon the ship and we are on the ship. Upon boarding the ship, we found out that the ship was taken over. This lovely ship of spiders was taken over by Madam Venom, sister to Blackbeard, who we did not know at the time. She had a sister. So, apparently there was a bounty put on our heads by Banana Beard.
Fucker.
Even though he employed us. We had a great encounter with Madam Venom and a bunch of spiders. Dash doesn't like spiders, by
Dash
the way.
Dash hates spiders.
Dash does not like them. We killed Madam Venom and everything, but had James Cook turn into a dinosaur.
Jesus Christ. I forgot all about that.
So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The brontosaurus, which I thought was a triceratops.
After our lovely battle and everything, we come to the point where we are trying to figure out Cook is still a dinosaur. I don't think anyone's passed out except Laura.
Is Laura and even on here. The ship?
I know. She's still on a like.
She's in the
dinghy.
She's on a dinghy.
She's on a dinghy
next to the ship.
Off the side of the ship.
And that's where we are. My name is Luke. I'll be playing Captain Lefarius.
And I'm Dylan. I'll be playing Turner Jack.
I'm Jason. I'm playing a very groggy Laura.
Hello, loves. I'm Huckabee, better known as Bo.
I am Matthew, and I will be Dash.
My name is Sean, and. Well, you'll find out soon enough.
Dun, dun, dun.
I didn't say Bardas because I don't think we'll be seeing him.
Bardas will not make an appearance today.
My name is Dan. I'll be playing the DM tonight.
Uh-uh.
This is going to be weird. There's a lot of you at this table.
There's a lot.
Daddy Master Dan.
We need to have the whole split in half, multiple sides. I'm just kidding. Zone 4, you're able to attack. Go.
Group B, you were able to board now. Group B.
We have to like change our seating arrangement depending on initiative.
Prepare A for encounter. Your turn is next. So back to the scene. Half the ship is destroyed from a brontosaurus. Luckily, we're in a magical world, so the whole ship being destroyed makes sense that it isn't. We are not out of initiative. I need perception checks from... one player. You guys can fight amongst yourselves.
Laura, put your fucking hand down.
Give it to the ranger.
Okay. Ranger, where are you at in this encounter?
Ranger,
please
ranger.
Explain.
Where are you?
I just...
We were all ranger, huddled ranger, ranger. Around
yeah,
right
like
here.
The middle, like just...
Turner's in the middle. Center of the main deck.
Correct.
Like okay. James right and I never made
going
it upstairs,
up
did we?
Silk.
No.
Yeah,
he just broke through.
Yeah, you and James are like way in the back.
Okay.
I'm underground, so we're like right in the middle-ish.
You're like
voicemail there.
Perfect. Go ahead and roll at disadvantage.
Dash was like way back here.
Can't borrow you.
Because he stood back. He's like, I can't fit.
Brontosaurus. It's
a fucking dinosaur. You need to use this dice for the Brontosaurus. Yeah.
Or the Twirtle.
Am
I not Twirtle enough for the Twirtle?
So 10.
Things seem on the up and up.
Okay.
Seems like you're out of the battle.
Nice.
Do you guys remember your initiative?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay, cool.
Not at all.
Cool. Okay. Anyways.
We can reroll.
Yeah, things seem great. James is confused why he's a Brontosaurus.
I do remember that Dash was on his way below decks to see if there was anything down there, and Huckabee was with him.
Okay.
So can we roll... Can we see what we see on the lower deck?
Absolutely. Give me a perception check, and are you being stealthy?
Oh, yeah. I would imagine Dash would be terrified that there's spiders down here, so he'd be, like, inching along.
At this point, though, since there's a giant, massive hole, like, would there be a downstairs?
Yeah. There's still lower decks.
I'm still below deck.
Okay. Without a roof.
Yeah, so really the helm is what got destroyed.
Okay, gotcha. That's right.
Oh, wow! This is the best Dash has ever rolled on perception. That is a 17.
Awesome.
Nice.
Oh, and I'll roll stealth.
Hey, Luke, can you go to the not-so-cool map where it has the lower deck?
That's not
please,
as great.
Kind sir.
Let me bring it up.
Okay.
I rolled an 8 on stealth.
Good. That's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
It doesn't feel okay.
You're fine, ish. So we're going to do our best to theater of mind this while Luke gets it picked up. So Dash, as you look, the hall underneath has basically you're looking straight down a hallway. I don't know what they call it on a ship.
P-way, passageway.
Okay, so looking straight down a P-way. At the end of the P-way is a door to the front of the ship.
Okay. So like a storeroom?
Storeroom, directly in the front.
Okay.
What you see with your perception check is a cloaked figure walks and slams the door.
On my side of the door or the other side of the door?
Other side of the door, heading away from you, like going into the small storage room in the front of the ship.
Ah, Captain! You may want to get down here! Everybody! There's something creepy!
And Dash wouldn't move any further in. He would stay at that entryway and wait for at least a couple of people to... He would probably wait for orders from the captain.
Okay, great.
So I would assume like in front of Dash, like in between Dash and our big dinosaur friend. I'm like, Dash, love, what are you talking about creepy?
There was something... So the door, you see the door at the end of the P-way. You see that?
Yes.
When I walked down here, that was open. And then I saw a creepy figure close the door.
Well, love, it's only me and James down here. And obviously, James is not cloaked.
I'm just saying, you didn't see spiders either. And they were huge.
I fought a fucking spider.
Yeah, but I'm saying, before that... You didn't see them, did you?
Oh, well, no.
So who says you didn't see a person?
Okay, you know what, love? You're correct, but...
And I just want to say, of all the people in this group, I've been correct the most today.
I wish that wasn't true.
But it is, so I think my word is what we shall be trusting.
I'll work my... Oh, I'm not. It's not my initiative. I'm sorry. I forgot we're in initiative.
Just remember your initiative. You haven't left it. Okay. So
I think I was towards the top of initiative. Yeah, I was right before the captain.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm after Dash.
James is stuck in the Brontosaurus. He isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever dinosaur.
Or whatever dinosaur said.
How long does he stay in there?
I'll work my way down as I can, Dash. Oh, okay. I'll try to get down there.
Okay. And Laura is still hanging out
should I roll
in the
it?
Boat on the side. So the has the captain moved down there with me yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think at that I would start slowly moving down the hallway.
Fantastic. Let me just kind of print the ship design here. So where you are looking, and dash where you've seen is this room right here. So this door is shut and closed. This room, you don't know what it is. The door is still open.
Okay.
You basically just peered around the staircase and barely seen the shadow. Give me a Arcana check real quick, Dash.
I can't imagine I have a plus two Arcana. I don't. Flat roll. 7.
Advantage.
Oh, excellent. 16!
Great.
Much better.
As the door shut and you make your way closer, do you remember that great purple mist that you continue to see across this entire ship?
Yeah.
The door begins to become filled at all the seams where you would essentially be able to see any sort of light from underneath. That purple begins to fill all of the seams and the hinges and the door handle.
So Captain and Huck are right behind me. Fellas, are you seeing this? Are you seeing the mist?
Would I see the mist?
Maybe. Maybe we just go back to the lifeboats. Maybe we just leave this as is.
Perception
go
check.
Go back to the lifeboats so we can float on.
But Dash is a perfectly good ship.
It's a perfectly good ship that has creepy crawlies everywhere. And shitty mist.
So should we burn it?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're actually... Are you listening to me? Wait.
I'm taking your advice.
Wow.
Into consideration.
And Dash looks genuinely fucking puzzled.
Maybe we just hang out for a little bit. Keep an eye. I just don't want to go into the creepy room with the creepy person with the creepy mist.
Pause there for a second. Sean, you remember your initiative roll?
That is a lot.
It was 14 from last episode, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was up there.
Yeah, something. Okay. I don't remember exactly.
Okay, so.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. So, in the room you're in, which has been described in a previous episode, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. I need you to make the first attack. There are two spiders in front of you and a chest.
Okay, perfect. So, with that, you're going to hear a yell of, "Die, you pox-ridden eight-legged freaks!" And an explosion as he casts Shatter on these in the area of the spiders.
Yes, they are close enough. Make it rain.
Perfect. Constitution 14 save. And each creature in a 10-foot radius of the sphere.
We just see legs and shit just fly out of everywhere.
Well, the door's closed. We don't see shit.
Well, Shatter would probably bust the door open.
Well, that's fair.
Sorry, I just have to look at my stat sheet for the spiders.
You're good. You're good.
One fails, one critically passed.
Okay, so with that, creatures take 3d8 thunder damage. On a fail save, take half. So, perfect. So the damage on that is 16 for the fail, 8 for the save. And you guys just hear this loud boom. And the door.
Is it the door that we just saw close?
Nope.
So different door.
Other door that was open. It's rattling on its hinges.
Okay.
I'm not the only one that heard that, right?
No, love, I definitely heard that one.
That was a big bang.
Somebody's fighting spiders.
Well, obviously.
Maybe it's a good guy.
Well, we should go check it out.
Maybe there was a prisoner.
Get back, you evil bastards.
Captain, lead the way.
All right. Am I up?
So you're up, Turner. With all the commotion, you would actually be coming down the stairs at this point. So if you want to place your character. Sean, if you don't mind just placing your character in your prison cell.
It's a prison.
Fantastic.
That we don't know about.
There's a brig on this boat.
Good timing. Turner would like shake up on top deck because I was in the middle.
and just shaking because of that explosion, and then I come like boop, 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 down the broken staircase to meet the rest of you guys.
Captain, what was that?
I don't know. I'm going to go check it out, though.
Somebody's killing spiders.
Let's go ahead and remember our initiative real quick. I'm going to assign it. It was Dash.
Yep.
Captain.
I believe I was 22.
Yep. Dash, Captain. Then it was Turner, and then I believe it was James.
Yeah.
Or not James. No, it was
Huck.
Huck.
And then James was last.
Huck, was it a 14? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So you have higher decks.
I think, 14.
So, Sean, you'll be...
Yeah, we rolled the same.
Yeah. Sean, you'll be right after Huck, and you'll find out when the NPCs are. So,
perfect.
In that order, let's go ahead and make our actions.
Oh, I'm up first. So I am just going to follow the captain. I'm going to let him lead the way, and I'll hold an action to attack if anything jumps out at him.
Great. Do you want to use it? This is just a suggestion. Do with it what you want. Do you want to use your movement to get on his shoulder?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, I'll just jump on his shoulder. And so I'm perched on his shoulder with my hand axe, just like cocked back, ready to go.
Perfect.
God, you stink.
I've been jumping around. I've been doing all sorts of crazy shit. I'm sweaty.
We gotta get you... You need a bath.
Hey, rude.
Less, just saying.
Less talking about my hygiene and more looking at what's coming.
Hang on, all right.
Captain.
I'm going to move, so my movement is 30. So I'm here, 1, 2. Are we 1, 2, 3? It's probably to here. Can I also... Is it bonus action dash or action dash?
It's action dash.
At this point where I'm at, do I see any of the spiders? I don't have dark vision.
Oh, it's lit down here.
It is lit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there's torches or something. Magical, crystal,
would
green.
I see them?
Yeah, you'd see one of the spiders. So you'd see that green dye that represents one of the spiders.
Okay.
In the doorway.
Hey, Dash, are you seeing this?
Of course! The spiders!
More of them. And... that's all my... I can't get any closer right now.
Since I'm riding on his shoulders, can I use that to trigger my action?
Yeah.
To attack? So I can't move, so from his shoulders, I'm just going to cock back and throw my hand axe.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Captain knew you held your action. Would he be willing to use his action to potentially propel you forward?
Ooh. You want to throw me at him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw
the monkey. So as he's like cocking back to throw me, I want to, from a range, chuck my hand axe at one of the spiders.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Do you need me to do anything, Dan?
That would be... 25 to hit?
Yes, hits. Can you just roll an attack for me, like an unarmed strike?
8 damage.
8 damage. Okay, great.
And then as soon as he chucks me, I want to pull my hand axe out and take another swipe.
Yeah. Do it. At advantage, because this is just cool.
That's still going to be a 19.
I rolled a 12.
Okay.
12?
Yeah, as an attack.
Awesome. Dash is so small at this point that he is like a little...
I'm 25 pounds.
Almost what would be considered a football at this point.
7 more damage.
7 more. Great. Thanks.
And then I'll just post up right behind the spiders.
Green spider's looking pretty bloody.
Do I see him? Him, I'm assuming?
Not
inside
yet.
Inside the brig? Okay.
I think the spider would kind of be distracting your view. You know someone's there, but you can't.
And also, as small as I am, I probably can't even see over the spiders.
You can see under it, though.
Yeah.
Nice balls.
All right. Dylan, you're next, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Turner Jack.
Yeah.
Critical hit.
So, okay, how many squares are we at here? It's definitely enough.
It's like 60.
Can I see where I'm at? Can I see a spider from where I'm at? Since Dash is so small.
So you can shoot towards Dash. Yeah. My request would just be at disadvantage because he's kind of in the way.
Okay. Because I have 150 feet range.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think you just would have to kind of step out a little from where you're at.
Don't shoot Dash.
Kind of want to.
It's just because I threatened to steal your shoes.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll just do an attack. Well, actually, I'll take my movement, I guess. So that'll be if I go closer, would you still count it as a disadvantage? Okay, it doesn't matter. I'll still go a little closer. I'll take my 25 feet forward. What if I stand on one of them boxes?
I mean, if you want to stand on a box, hold on. Hold on. Someone roll me a d4 to see how tall the box is. And you're going to have to step back because you're going to have to climb the box. And climbing is half movement.
That's not a d4. Okay.
So...
Four.
Four. It's a 4-foot tall box.
Taller than me.
Taller than you.
About the same height. Yeah.
So put yourself back 10 and jump up on top of that box, and then you can roll without disadvantage.
Okay. I'm just a little guy on the box.
What's on the box?
That hits.
Okay. Sorry, I gotta get my dice in order. And 9 damage.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I just yell out, pull my bow back, Captain Duck! And then just like slides. Bam.
You got 2 shots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You do have 2 shots. I forget.
Got you.
It's been so many weeks.
2 pump chokes.
Okay. Okay.
It's like an upgrade. All
right. Holy shit. That is definitely going to hit. So, 28 to hit.
Better than it hits.
Okay. 6 damage.
The spider's in rough shape.
Then I just sit down on the box with my feet dangling off. It's like,
and you just
your turn, Huck.
You just say, stop shooting!
You hear back.
Keep shooting for the love of God!
So, Huck is going to use feline agility as my movement, which allows me to double my movement speed. And I'm going to get right up next to Cap and Dash.
Okay.
So that allows me to go 60, so I'll be like up there.
Oh, okay. Like right there?
Yeah.
Dang.
And then I'll be like, move over, loves. You can't have all the fun. And then I will...
Dash is already cowering so he doesn't get shot by an arrow.
I will... make a swing towards the bloodied one with my scimitar. 18 to hit.
Yep, hits.
Perfect. Nice. 7 damage.
Okay.
And then, all right, so this was whenever I was listening to our last episode, did we clarify what... Double weapon fighting.
So I did look up the rule, and it's you just don't get to add your dexterity modifier to the damage.
So it'd just be a flat roll.
So it's the plus 6. Yeah.
Okay.
It should stay on the sheet. Doesn't it not state it on his sheet?
I moved it to his bonus action, so if he looks on his sheet, it's.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
It. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then bonus action, I'll just make an attack with my dagger. So then I would still add my plus 6 modifier.
Yeah,
okay.
Six, yeah.
So that's 11 to hit.
Misses.
Perfect. That's my rule.
All right.
It's my turn.
Great.
Perfect.
Back to Sean, since we don't know his character's name yet.
Sean of the Dead.
Shaun of the Spiders.
I hate spiders.
What would be fun?
Something that doesn't blow up the adorable monkey.
Dash, are you doing okay, love?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You don't look real fine. It's just a spider.
Spiders.
So I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb.
Okay.
Creature. So, at first level. That is an 11 to hit.
It misses.
Perfect. Well, whatever it does hit takes 21 points of acid damage.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the doorway, the small doorway, because this is probably, I mean, based on the map size, this is probably like 12 inches between the door and the side of the ship. You hit dead center between that wall, and the wall just starts to melt.
Perfect. Good. Good.
I
so is there a hole to the outside?
Nope, it's still in the inside of the ship. No, nothing on the outside yet.
Dash, seeing that go over Dash's head, everybody stop shooting!
I just reach up, like, stroke the back of Dash, be like, it'll be okay, love. We have to do what we can do.
All right. I believe it's my turn with the spider. Okay. So the green spider, getting messed up by everyone and really not sure who to attack, is going to go after the little monkey.
No!
Yeah, the one that it doesn't want to attack.
Let's see. My attack, I think it misses 14.
Yeah, that misses.
Okay, great. Miss.
Dash was cowering too
low.
He's
so little.
The fangs just went above him.
Yeah.
Other spider, who was set in place to hurt the person in the prison cell, who we don't know, Sean, is going to make an attack on you.
Good.
Man, you guys are lucky tonight. 10.
So close.
But okay. Yet so far.
So misses are out of the way. We're back to Dash.
Dash having this one beat up in front of him. And he's got his shield out, and he's kind of covering the side of his head and just kind of flailing wildly with the axe, trying to hit this big-ass spider in front of him.
Do it, Dash.
Wow. 23.
Yeah, it hits.
23, yeah. Dash just digs his little hand axe. And it's like, this thing's only like 12 inches long. It's a tiny little axe. That is 6 damage.
6?
And then he's going to, wow, take another hit for 23.
Nice.
Wow.
You're flailing very well.
For 10 damage.
How do you want to kill the spider in front of you, Dash?
Like I said, he can't even see what he's not even really looking at what he's doing. He just knows the direction of this spider. And he's got his shield covering his face. And he's just flailing his axe. He doesn't even know this thing's dead. He just keeps swinging.
Great.
I would just reach up. Dash, you killed him, love. Stop swinging for the love of God.
FL, invigorating!
So, Dash, James, and Sean, since you are all within feet of the spider.
Huck?
What's a Huck? Sorry.
I thought that's what you meant.
I can't switch between two campaigns yet. This is a lot. Ken, what's your passive perception between the three of you?
18 for Huck.
8.
8, okay.
10.
10. Okay, so.
By the way, I'm the lookout.
Good.
The three of you would notice as soon as Dash just sat there flailing with his hand axe, just beating this thing up. Sand starts to pour over the axe, and the spider in front of him, instead of being guts and entrails and, you know, spider legs being chopped off, it just turns into a pile of sand and melts.
Whoa.
Like, is there still a pile of sand, or does it
just
like...
pile of sand, and then just starts going through the floorboards into the floor below. No more.
That's not creepy!
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of shit, love, and that's the first time I've ever seen a spider made of sand.
Stop chalking! More chopping! For the love of God!
Captain, you're up.
Is there still one spider left?
Yeah, and he's tucked in the corner of this room with three people around it that I don't think the three of you could... Well, with Dash, I think you could get four people in the room.
Yeah, just reaching over the top of Dash to hit it.
Well, is Dash still on your shoulder?
No,
or are
Dash,
you still on
he
his...
He threw Dash.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, I want DM's discretion on this. Can I move to the exact same spot as him, but be like over him, and he'd be in between my legs?
You could jump over him, honestly. It's Dash.
I like the idea of him between his legs more.
So Dash, like, it's in the corner of the room.
Protect me.
Dash would almost be in the way for you to get into the room.
Yeah, I can see that. He could stand over me, but he getting around me would be, yeah.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I wanted
especially
to ask.
Since Dash is just,
you could use his shield as a stepping stone to get over him. You might get chopped in the process.
Would I be able to reach over him and then make an attack at it?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, because I can only do melees at this point. I have no range.
Should have been a bugbear.
All right. It's a 10-foot front.
I would not have allowed that.
You said I could jump over him and be like in between him, but might get hit by him?
Yep. You're about to test your luck.
I'm thinking, but I have like no hits.
Roll your luck die.
Good observation. I knew I liked you, Huck.
I think I'm gonna... Yeah, boy, there's nothing I can do here. I have, like, no hit points left, so I'm like, don't want to risk that.
Fine. It's one spider against 1, 2, 3, 4...
You're
yeah.
still close enough for friendly fire. It's fine.
Screw it. For your imagination, I'm going to jump over Dash and get in front of him.
Okay.
And so see if he notices.
Is this where your character
how do
gets
you
clipped
want?
In the nuts?
Yeah. Just right in the testicles.
All right.
How do you want to do this?
Give me a luck check. We'll okay. So instead of agility, or sorry, athletics, let's just do a luck check. What'd you get?
16.
Oh, yeah. You easily use Dash's shield as a stepping stone over, and you land in the room, and Dash realizes by your weight, because he's been your friend for so long, that he should stop swinging his axe, and you're able to attack the spider.
Okay.
Also, Dash
Thanks,
is
Dash.
Smarter than he is strong, so he would have just, like, collapsed under the weight.
And I'm going to take two swings. I'll do my hit dice first.
Sounds good.
As Dash, I'm a barbarian with a strength of 8.
With my rapier,
Captain,
so
he was just stepping over. You're fine.
Yeah. A 19 and a 23.
Hit and hit.
Both hit. So that's 1d8. Total damage of 21.
Great. Nice. This thing's looking pretty messed up.
Was that damage?
Yeah.
Good. Great.
That's both hits.
That was both hit damage. That's, okay. I just did both just to make the ease of...
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Spider's looking roughed up.
And that's my move.
Perfect.
My turn.
Dylan.
I think at this point, even being on the box, I have no angle at this little bastard in there.
I mean, there's a hole in the wall. You take a shot.
Ooh.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. If you shoot one of us. So help me.
Rolls a nat one and shoots Dash in the ass.
I will strip you of your boots myself.
So I have
Everybody's
to ask a question
boots.
Then. How does your character feel about Fireball?
Well, I'm covered in hair, so...
You want me a luck
yeah,
check?
It would reek
or
burnt hair in
a disadvantage shot.
And I would be in, like,
just take your shot.
Cats.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Nobody wants to see that.
See your furless little testicles?
They're huge, by the way.
A 21 to hit.
So, I'm going to say miss because it has cover.
Oh,
because... Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it...
That would be, like, three-quarter cover.
Yep.
That was my first, so I can
okay.
my second
Go
one.
Go ahead.
19.
Right. Unfortunately, both of your arrows just hit that ass in the wall. You're like, dang it. So right. Close.
At least you hit the wall.
Next time, Captain, I'll get him.
Goes in there and
good shooting, Turner.
No, he probably. All right, Huck, what you got?
All right, so am I within melee range, or is Captain in front of me?
Captain's, there's no way you're getting in that room now. I hate to say it.
Well, I'm just going to...
Just going to sing a merry tune.
Would you like to take a couple minutes to look where you're at?
Well, I'm, like, right outside the door.
Uh-huh. So, do you want to look around?
I'm
just asking.
Let me see here. Let me see
There's
here.
Another door.
Actually, yeah. Let me take my movement over to the other door. And as I'm walking away, I'd be like, you boys got this. And I would like to try and open the door.
Let me slide a hand check.
16.
You go to open the door. And you can't really tell why, but as you pull the handle and try to jimmy the door, it's locked. It's like stuck in place. Can you give me a perception check as well, since we're basically kind of taking you out of combat?
24.
The more startling thing about this is as you start looking at the door handle and what you'd see, you would expect to see some sort of like lock or maybe even a piece of plot, like a 2x4 behind it to kind of keep it from opening. But you can see straight into the room. You can't make anything out, but you can see into the room, and it's not opening.
And I can't see why?
Nope.
Can I make an attack roll on the door?
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to use...
Just going to town on the door.
Yeah, I want to see what's in there. I'm going to use my scimitar and make an attack on the door. That is a dirty 20 to hit.
Oh, it's a good thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. You go to hit the door. You wind up with your scimitar, and you go to take a strike at the door. And as you hit the door, your scimitar bounces back and hits you. Oh. And impales your shoulder.
Do I need to roll damage on myself?
Yep.
Fuck me in the goat. That's 10. Oh, I'm down.
Oh, no.
I'm down.
Oh, God.
Hey, at least you didn't decapitate yourself.
That's true. Yeah, I'm down. You're rolling my death saves, aren't you? Okay, good. I don't want to roll those. Fuck me.
That's the rule of the table. No one rolls their own.
We are spent on spell slots.
I had 5 hit points.
Oh, no. Why did you do that?
I wanted to see what was in the door. I didn't think it was made of rubber.
All right,
Sean. Stop hitting yourself.
You're up.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
So... use acid splash. Kay. So, deck saving throw from the spider, please.
Great.
Needs to beat a 14.
14. I rolled a 4. I definitely failed.
Beautiful. It takes 9 points of acid as another glob of acid just goes flying out one-handed.
Oh! Wait, how many? 9? How many points is it?
You said 9.
9? Okay.
Thank you. 9!
You guys roughed this thing up. It's not looking pretty.
Perfect.
Oh, the spider gets attacked. He's going to attack you.
Good. Good.
Oh, I might actually hit.
100% hits.
Okay.
Smite me!
Smite me, almighty smiter!
So you're going to take 5 points of piercing damage.
Good.
And then here's the gnarly part.
Are you dead?
Oh, he said gnarly.
And you're going to take an additional 7 points
of
acid damage.
Fucking venom. Of acid?
Of acid or
poison?
Sorry, venom.
Yeah,
venom.
Poison.
Dang it.
Poison damage.
I think I'm good on that one, but nope. That I do not. So.
And that is the end of my spider's turn.
Oh, God, it burns. Why?
All right. That top of initiative?
Top of initiative.
Okay. Does Dash, with his 8 passive perception, see Huck go down?
Okay. I think we need to talk this one out. I want to say no because he's behind a crate.
Oh, okay.
I don't
that's
know.
Totally fair. And honestly, if that's the way you're feeling, always trust the DM.
Yes.
So we'll just go with that. In that case, can I squeeze between the captain's legs and take a couple swings?
You can, just don't critically fail.
Okay, okay. I'll do my best, Captain. I'm sorry.
Take his manhood, please.
I'm not rolling with advantage. Does that say fuck you? It says fuck you!
So that's a crit?
That's a crit.
Oh, awesome. No, fuck me, fuck you!
I thought it said fuck you at first. I'm like, oh no.
It's still only 10, but.
Oh, yeah.
10 damage.
Oh. It's looking rough.
And then second attack, that's a natural 2, so that one's gonna miss for an 8.
You're lucky you did not fail that, sir.
Dash is not near as effective as Bardas.
Just slightly grazes him.
All right.
Slightly. I just shaved your balls.
I've been needing that.
Captain.
I might take 2 swings at the spider.
Do it.
Ooh.
One spider to ruin us all.
You guys kill yourselves over killing the spider?
Because of one fucking spider.
One is a 15, and the other is an 11.
The 15 hits.
Okay. Oh, God.
God damn it.
That is 7 damage.
All right.
Looking rough.
Okay.
Those slow rolls are a fucker. I roll a crit, and I rolled a 1 on my damage dice.
Turner, you want to give it some more arrow shots?
Need some more practice in here, Mr. DM. So we're going to go for another couple shots through the little glory hole.
Sounds good.
Dude, the glory hole.
The hole's getting a little bigger.
18 to hit.
That must be for the dinosaur.
Nope, that misses.
Damn it. Come on,
that's right,
mama.
There's still a fucking dinosaur.
What's the dinosaur doing?
30 to hit.
That hits.
That's a crit.
You hit.
That's a crit.
Oh, that's a 20?
20, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, before you do all the math, what is your damage just based off of a crit? Like, what's your max damage?
12, right?
85.
No, 85.
8 and 5.
Yeah, 85.
Well, I was like 85.
Good Lord. 13.
No, that'd be 13. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay.
Normal damage.
7.
How do you want to do it?
So, as I mentioned last time, I'm just sitting there with my feet just dangling off the box. Captain Dash, look out. Pull back the bow as far as possible, one eye, and just let go of that bow, and it goes flying. I'm like, and I like giddy, like look out, like over it, like and then it's like, and just goes in and pierces that fucker right in the forehead.
Awesome. Give me an athletics check. Make sure you don't fall off the box.
I just see him just clicking his boots.
Yeah.
All right, this time I mean it. Stop shooting. It's dead.
10.
Because of your excitement and the weight of the bow and how your shot went, you kind of teeter and fall off the
crate. And it's
worth it.
4 feet I fell. Like, as much. That's a pretty high fall.
And you take 1 damage.
Oh, okay.
That's a high fall for a halfling.
Yeah. 4 feet for a halfling is like 10 feet for a human.
Right.
But don't use that if you ever fall off a cliff.
Yeah, right.
I'm supposed to
this
take less.
Crew is now out of initiative. I have rolled one of my death rolls.
Okay. Did Dash see Huck go over there?
Not with your passive perception.
Okay.
The only person that may have seen him, but I don't know if you did, is Turner.
Okay.
I think you're focused on the kill.
Mm-hmm. Either way, Dash saw something in that door earlier, so I feel like he would transition over to that door to find out what the fuck is going on and see Huck laying on the ground. Can I make my medicine is garbage. Can I make a medicine check to see if I can stabilize him?
How garbage?
-2.
Oh.
So stabilizing is only a DC 10.
Yeah.
Hot garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. You can try.
Okay. Come on, baby. 18. That's a 16.
Somehow get Huck back up.
Yeah!
I see that his scimitar bounced back and is like wedged in his collarbone. I'm sorry, buddy. This is going to hurt. And when I pull it out, the shock awakes me.
Ah! Fuck!
I'm sorry. You cut yourself. Don't do that.
This door might be made of rubber.
Huck, you okay?
No.
Can I just poke the door?
Yeah.
Since he said it's made of rubber?
Yeah.
So that gives me no hit points, right? I'm just...
You're at one.
I'm up.
Yeah, no. I just stabilized him. He's still at... technically unconscious. Oh. Somebody has to actually heal him, or he has to rest for an hour.
Okay.
Oh, well, then I guess I wouldn't have said anything. Sorry.
You could probably grunt.
So, you poke the door, correct?
I poke the door.
Dash, as you go to poke the door, you don't notice anything different. It seems like wood.
Just thump, thump, thump. Can I try the doorknob?
Sure. Sleight of hand. Are you trying to unlock it or just trying to open it?
I was just seeing if it was unlocked. If it was locked.
Go ahead. It's locked.
Okay, it's locked. I don't have thieves' tools, so... Captain, you got thieves' tools?
I don't think I got a lockpick set on me.
Well, come over here and hit this thing. I don't know.
In a minute, at this point, I'm looking... Can I see inside the cell? Or...
Yeah, you're looking at Sean's character.
Okay. Who are you?
Drog. And thank you for killing the eight-legged freaks, dear gods.
I'm glad we could get rid of it, but where did you come from? Why are you here?
Involved a night of drinking. I insulted the bartender, and now I'm here.
Yeah, them damn bartenders, let me tell you. Well, welcome. My name is Captain Lefarius, and I go to shake his hand.
So yeah. Half of him is still in spider silk. The only hand is one that he's gotten free to cast with, and he shakes it.
A little help by chance.
Yeah, and I pull on him.
Please give me a strength check.
That is a strength check?
Please.
That is a dirty 20.
Easily get him out.
Okay. Well, I dust him off.
Thank you. I think he's starting to pull the silk and stuff. But they put my stuff. And he starts panically searching the room. No, not the drugs.
You all right?
Not the drugs! Oh, God! It's not the drugs!
What drugs? Are you... What?
Are you with the constabulary?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
I am the captain of the Tentacruz. This is me hearty crew.
And you turn around and there's nobody there.
Well, they're here, but...
Are they in your head? Or,
what was that?
Are they in like your head? Like, are they imaginary friends?
No, did you not see the little monkey before?
No, I just saw Spider and Fangs.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll introduce you to them later.
Fair enough.
So let's get you out of this cramped, nasty cell.
Please?
And we walk out, and I walk over to Dash. Are you
thieves' tools? You got them.
Can you just give me an investigation check? You have an idea of where your stuff's at.
Investigation of 12.
Fantastic! You can go and open the chest, and you get everything that we have discussed previously.
Perfect.
I don't have any thieves' tools, Dash. What's going on?
Well, the door is locked. So
this door?
You're a strapping lad. Just go ahead and kick it. I'm sure it's fine.
Are you sure it's locked?
Yeah, I tried the knob.
Oh, okay.
Do you really want to get in there?
I turn it and try to open the door. Door open.
I'm gonna help.
Well, it is locked. Okay.
Okay.
What, you didn't trust me?
Well, I was just checking. You are a little small right now. I know your strength is weak when you're this small.
I can still turn a doorknob!
So I'd like to subtle spell, knock. So you guys just all of a sudden hear a boom, and I just open up the door. And it doesn't look like I didn't do anything.
So at this time, I'm going to try it again and open the door. Can I?
Yeah, you can try opening the door.
I try to open the door again.
Great. This time, you're saying you actually, I would guess, Dash took a step back.
Yeah, I took a step back to let the captain try the door.
Can you get Huck out of the way here real quick?
And Dash goes to try pulling. He can't move Huck.
Dash, you, as your character, you're the only one that's seen the purple mist around the door frame, and it starts to basically suck into a center point, which is the door handle, and so Captain begins to turn the handle this go around.
No, Captain White!
The door opens.
I thought you said it was locked.
It was locked!
What happened?
I opened the door and I... Is this the door everyone was having troubles with?
Yeah!
Seems to be working fine to me, and I, like, open and shut the door, like, numerous times.
Please, Captain, if you would like, and you open the door to peer in, please give me a perception check.
Okay. That perception is a 21.
You would see two hooded figures disappearing into a circle, a green circle. Something super familiar. You've been through this when you were blindfolded before previously in the campaign. The circle is covered in bananas. And as you peer in the door, they vanish. And the only thing left as the green circle dissipates is a single banana. One thing you do notice is that one of the hooded figures had blue hair sticking out of the outside of it.
Blue hair. Where do I remember blue hair from? Hey, come back! And I like run in and I like try to. I dive at him. Can I do it?
You can. Unfortunately, your second's too late.
Okay. I like fall to the ground then.
Yep.
Damn it.
Did you saw the people with the hood?
I saw them, yeah.
I saw them when they closed the door. Where'd they go?
Did they? I don't know, drugs? But they left.
You're drugged. I don't know. I didn't ask them. So, but they're gone.
Yeah, they disappeared. And they left with the banana, and I, like, show them the banana. I remember this.
That double-crossing son of a bitch!
Well, you did remember what the Madam Venom said?
No, because you were up on the...
Oh, that's right, you weren't in that conversation.
You haven't told us anything about that.
It's been a busy day, okay?
Okay.
It's easy, okay.
I've got my suspicions now.
Yeah, I think this gets us out of that goddamn blood pact.
It's going to be brought up for sure.
This is definitely not part of the agreement. He's actively trying to fuck us.
Blood pact.
Oh, that's obvious.
Don't worry about that.
I knew that from before. Well, I've got a story for you later. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, okay. Let's make sure we're alone. Can you heal him?
And points down at Huck on the floor.
Unfortunately, I can't right now.
Well,
he's probably going to have to sleep it off.
Sorry, big guy.
And Dash just steps over. like 1 foot up on the chest and then off the other side.
You don't step over me. You walk on me.
I walk on him.
You fucker.
I can't get around you.
Squirt of blood.
I weigh 25 pounds. You're fine.
Anyway, let's go up to the main deck, gents, and see what else we got going on.
Let's do just a quick sweep of the deck. Make sure there's...
Do you want to do that real quick?
Not by myself.
Got it.
No.
I believe in you.
I am tiny. It's a terrible idea. At least I'll take druggy here, and we'll take
a
look-see.
Don't partake, I just sell.
Wow! Yeah, that's so much better.
It is. You make more money.
Anyway, I'm going to be with this guy. Who is this guy?
Oh, by the way, this is Drog?
Drog.
Drog. He was in the cell with, in over there, being captured by spiders. I haven't got his full story yet, but we'll figure it out when we get everything settled. Let's go get James out of...
with me. I'm first mate. You have to listen to what I say.
If that's how it feels.
Thanks, Dash. Drog, do you mind just going with him just to scan the floor real quick?
It's all right, Captain. I already gave the direct order.
I'm gonna take care of Huck real quick, and I grab Huck by the arm and drag him.
Cast light on his head.
Yeah, just so it's right above you.
This is handy.
Well, then I Turner Jack just turns and gets up and like dusts himself off after falling and taking some damage, and see you grabbing Huck, and I run over. I'm coming, Captain. Let me help you.
Oh.
And I grab help, and I'm so little, like Huck's like just like. Right under, and I'm just holding, like, with all my strength, like, right behind, and you're just pulling his leg, and I'm just holding his head with, like, as much as I can.
As you guys begin to sweep the ship, you're starting to notice that anything that was a cobweb is now sand. Everything, the funnels, everything that was spider silk and whatnot is just dropping and turning to sand and more sand.
And I don't see anything else.
Continue sweeping the ship.
Okay. Yeah, Dash would go through the whole.
Yeah. The weirdest thing.
Cargo hold everything.
As Dash makes his way, so you check the cargo hold. Now you're just seeing bits of sand that are kind of leaking out into the ocean. But really, as you get up to the main deck, those beautiful sails of spider web.
Exactly what I was worried about.
Are starting to melt. And sand is basically falling from the sky onto the main deck.
Well, that really... Captain, this isn't good.
What's going on?
And Dash is just pointing up at the sails as sand is just, like, falling on his head.
I'm also just trying to put Huck... Is there sleeping quarters?
Yeah, the lower deck here? There's so many different places he can sleep. Just put him on a crate.
I put him on a crate and kind of settle him in and everything.
He's a cat. Just find a box. Yeah. Stuff him in it.
I do enjoy being stuffed in a box.
I put him on top of a box for now and just take care of him there, and then I proceed to the main deck.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
What's going? Why are the sails gone?
Because
gone?
All the spider stuff is turning to sand. I had plans for that silk.
I didn't even see you. What are you talking about? Is that what happened when I shot that spider in the head?
Yes.
No, it happened.
Who's that guy?
A little bit like...
Who's he?
This is our new drug seller guy.
Drug seller?
Yeah, apparently.
What's a drug?
He was... Good question. We'll go into that when you're old enough.
Captain, what's a drug? Dash won't tell me.
We'll tell you later. We got other problems going on right now.
19 or 20?
Is James still a dinosaur? Is my question I'm trying to get.
He is slowly fading back to the fat, scarred up human that he is.
We have so many issues right now. We got no sails. We got no helm.
But we do got a ship.
Captain, do we have any paddles?
We have 80% of the ship, and not the useful 80%.
It's better than no percent of the ship.
It's fair.
So
to catch Drog up, the helm, so a druid and a... Bard were fighting underneath the helm in the quarters beneath it, and his partner went down and rolled a random D100.
Okay.
And he turned into a brontosaurus.
Okay, so that's something mending couldn't fix then. No.
I mean, if you spent enough time at this point, I probably would give it to you because that was fucking wild when that happened. That was unintended.
I could not believe that.
He was just trying to save a friend.
Fair. Uh-huh. Okay.
I think there's multiple people that can mend. I think if you talk to the right person, you might be able to figure it out.
Anyone else can do magic?
So we should make sure that Laura is still...
Oh, right. Okay. Laura!
Yeah, we should really check on her.
And Dash just runs over to the side of the boat and looks down.
And I run right next to him. Like, look! There she is in the dinghy.
Is she still there?
Did
the dinghy float away?
Give me a luck check. Who tied the knot?
No, we tied the silk, spider silk. So now...
Oh, it's gone. It's floating.
She's floating.
It's starting to float.
Well, because I had her... No, I had her tied to my dinghy behind us as we were floating with
three
Dash.
Yeah, were tied together,
but
they
then they were tied to the ship with the spider silk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. As...
So there's three dinghies currently floating away.
She's floating, but within... You can see it. It's not too far away yet.
Oh, okay. Then Dash is just going to jump off.
Okay.
And go down and direct the dinghies back to the ship.
Grab the rope, pull her back in. Perfect.
Yeah, because he swims like a sumbitch.
Can you just give me a sleight of hand check to see how you tie it back off to the ship?
Oh, yeah. 15.
15. Great.
Yeah, 15. I'm sure we had some... Yeah, because we used rope to tie some of the barrels.
Yep.
So I'd pull one of the barrels in, use that rope to lash us to the ship. But
before that happens, just for the sake of shenanigans, I would like to subtle spell Water Walk on you as you jump over the thing to get in the water.
I think technically I still have Water Walk from James.
Oh, yeah. True.
It's non-concentration. Yeah, I already have.
Dang it. Okay. Never mind. I was hoping to have you just like hit the water and just be like standing there for a second.
Tries to dive, but just lands.
I'm sorry I ruined your fun.
No worries. No worries.
Also in fun, Mr. DM, since Hockey's been chilling and now all the freaking sails are disappearing, so he's kind of like freaking out. If I call him down to send to wake up Laura, could I do that?
I mean, you could try.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What kind of thrill would you like me to?
I don't know with your animal, to be honest. It's very confusing to me how it works. Because, I read the rules, and it didn't make sense how you used it before. So can you read me what you're trying to do with your animal? Just...
Give me one second.
If you're trying to use an action to wake up Laura...
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I wouldn't, because it wouldn't be a regular action. It would be an attack action, which would be... I mean, it would be low damage, but it would still attack. So...
I mean, you could, if you want to.
Nah.
Up to you.
Nope. Disregard.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt her. Peck her eyes out.
Oh, no. Turns out they're him. Never mind.
Not the tits.
Pop the balloons.
Is James back to a form where he can talk normal?
Yeah, he's passed out on the deck.
We roll the dice. Just from exhaustion?
Yep.
Okay.
Max.
I don't think we ever clarified that James was fat.
Huge.
In proportionate.
So that
in the episode,
did we? Okay.
You walk through the
I don't remember.
Trip left.
Yeah, he's heavy.
More
set.
Of a detail of it. I was thinking of a Sanji.
You're not bad.
Character.
You're just drawn that way.
No, okay. Nope. He's like a
yes,
fat, heavy set cook with a bunch of scar. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
Well,
Max.
Okay.
Like the whole joke now. Was she jealous?
Yeah.
Dash is down there, and he's. I'm going to try, once we get Dash back, I'm going to have Dash. Did he come back?
He tied.
Dash, do you want to wrap a rope around Laura real quick for me?
She needs to wake the fuck up.
I was going to pull her up and hopefully it just woke her up as I was pulling her up.
Dash just sits over her and just, wake up, and smacks her in the face.
Great, dude, just an unarmed strike. Let's see if we can get Laura. Don't miss.
Don't miss. 18 minus 1. So 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's standing on her boobs. He's standing on her giant boobs, like one hand foot on each. And he's just, wake up!
Laura, you are struck awake.
You're standing on her
is
boobs?
Is it like a floating dinghy? Yeah. Or what is the dinghy?
Yeah, you're in a little
Like
a little lifeboat.
You were
probably like roll out the side.
You went. You were wrapped up super tight. We did.
Yeah, I did tuck you in.
Yeah,
you're
well,
like,
I tucked
damn,
you in.
You're a mummy right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Laura, good news. You're alive.
I kind of rub my eyes and say, yeah.
In other good news. Well, in bad news, we lost the ship. In good news, we got a new ship. In bad news, this ship has no helm or sails. We need you.
Can you come up here, doll?
Can I let a big sigh at and all right.
Excellent.
How long was I out?
days. It's been days.
Last thing I remember, we were on land.
You got really drunk, Laura.
It has been very eventful. You should see a doctor.
I gotta quit drinking.
That's a good idea.
All right, take me aboard.
No more dragon.
Dash, juice. Help her up. I think she's a little groggy.
Yeah, Dash feebly just to help her up. Just unravels her, probably falls in the water.
Great.
I just imagine it's a shit show of me and you just trying to get on the ship.
And as soon as Dash falls off, he like falls on top of the water. And he's like, oh yeah. And just stands there on the side of the boat unwrapping him.
Nice. Doesn't take you long. Easily get her unwrapped. Everyone's back up on the deck of the ship.
So as you can see, problems. There was, in fact, a dinosaur...
On a ship.
On the ship.
Oh, speaking of the dinosaur, is James okay? Can you go check on James for me, Dash?
I'm sure he's fine. He's better than the ship.
Can you go check on him?
Just checks on James.
Yeah. Laura, Dove, how are you feeling?
Confused, but...
Understandable.
Yeah. I'll take a look around and start to think, like, how we can maybe get the ship somewhere.
Yes, so this is in better shape than the ship we had before. But I'm wondering, how long would it take you to rebuild this section? And I point at the helm and everything, because it is in shambles.
Just points to the ship.
Is there like a roll? I don't know how to...
Yeah, so go ahead and let's do this. Roll. Let's see. What is the artificer role for technology? Is it arcana?
It would be intelligence plus proficiency.
Okay.
So basically add my int saving throw. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a 23.
You would know you need to get this to a dock, like a port. You can only fix so much. It's still floating. You got that going for you. You know, to get a mast, you need the materials to fix the helm. You need a lot of wood.
Laura,
can we rig up like a pulley system for
look
the
around
helm?
And said, there's just like nothing here. We're going to need to get back to land.
That's what I was afraid of. Now the problem lies, how do we get back to land? Oh, we can make oars out of all the debris.
All the barrels.
All right.
Did
you
find James?
Yes. Yes.
How's he looking?
He's looking. He stands up. Oh my goodness, what just happened?
You were a dinosaur.
Oh.
It was something else.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Something bad must have happened to Huck.
Huck's fine. Sleeping it off. He got beat up a bit, but he's going to be just fine.
You know, I'm going to come clean with you, Dash. I don't do that normally because of my severe drug problems in the past.
I've got the guy for you.
That's not the guy that needs a drug problem.
No, little Dash, I don't think you quite get it. I shouldn't turn into things because I can't control what I fucking turn into.
Well, sometimes it seems to work in a way. We're alive because of you, but we're also stranded because of you.
Hey, don't put that fucking hate on me.
No. I would rather be alive and stranded than dead and on my way to port.
Okay. Dash, I think we should maybe... Did you check any of the fucking cargo down below? Do we have anything to build shit?
All I did was make sure there weren't more spiders.
We're good on spiders?
We're good on spiders. They turned into sand.
Yikes.
It's a lot, but what say you? We go down below decks and see if we can find some things.
Let's go rummaging. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.
Dash, is he okay?
He's fine. We're going to go thrifting.
Oh, okay. Excellent. All right. So,
to speed things up, Dash, let's just you and I roll luck checks, and when the time comes, we'll...
Oh, 17. Dash is pretty lucky.
I got a 5.
There you go.
Anyways.
Anyways, I turn back to Drog. How did you get here again? Bars, tender, and then you're here?
I remember asking for something strong. I'm pretty sure I insulted his mother. Not sure about that part. Did ask for something to make him look better.
Well, usually a good strong drink helps with that.
Yep. Ugliest lizard you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, God.
Creepiest thing where before. He just like kept licking his eyeballs.
He said, where's the eyeballs?
Have I ever heard of this creature that he's describing?
You didn't go into enough bars.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a hell of a good time.
I didn't wake up with any new tattoos or piercing, so I think it might be a win, but the spiders are a downside. Not going
well,
to lie.
We took away, the spiders are gone.
That is good. That is good.
So, anyway.
This is when he finds out he has a Prince Albert.
My dick!
That is a medicine check for him. He wants to make sure that everything is where it needs to be.
Okay. What'd you roll?
9.
Most things are right.
Most things are right?
You do have a princy.
Mostly.
You missing see immediate kidney? Concern on his face.
So, Drow, do you know anything about mending ships?
Oh, you mean like this? And he casts mending on like a little part of the ship, and it slowly just... as splinters start pulling themselves back together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can only do a little bit, though.
Well, okay. Little bit helps. Little bit goes a long way.
It's only a
1-foot
square at a time. Takes a minute.
We got more than a 1-foot square. That's going to take forever.
Yeah, but we might be here forever if we don't.
Yeah. All right. Laura, you said this. We need to get to port.
Does Laura see him do this?
She, no, I think I could do that too, and she'll start like mending on top of your mending.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna. Okay, you do that section. I do this. We hold it, and can you hold this part for me as we connect that?
I'm way down below decks.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I run over because I'm giddy, and I'm like,
I want to.
What
help.
Is that?
Perfect. I need you to hold this.
Just wants to help his dad.
It's not very, very tall. I hope because I can't
you're
reach
holding
it.
Holding the flashlight wrong.
That's totally fine. You're just holding the parts as we're melding them back together, and just.
Oh, wow, Captain, this is magic.
You don't say. Thank
you, Captain Obvious.
Wait, so he's the captain?
Huh?
I'm the captain.
Of obviousness, yes.
Oh. Insight check.
Deception, right?
That's not deception.
Are you being deceptive? Or?
No, I'm not.
You're still the captain.
I'm the captain. He's not the captain. I just called him Captain Obvious for now.
My character just rolled a 1, so he's very confused and not sure who's actually the captain right now.
Okay, I like where you two are going with this. Let's fix the parts we can fix. Laura, I'm going to put you in charge of that. You work with Drog here. And you two kind of work together. Does that work for you?
That sounds all right.
All right. I know you just woke up. I'm going to go check on James and Dash down below to see what we have for other parts. Is there anything major we should look for?
I mean, looking around and all the sails and things are gone.
All the sails are gone, correct. Yep.
Big pieces of cloth would make this go a lot faster.
Right. I'll see what we can find down below.
Nails.
Nails?
Makes it.
I'll see what we got. I go join Dash and James down below.
So, I'm still, you know, the talking monkey thing just still, it baffles me. I love it.
It's a very long story. I didn't always talk, but now I do.
So are you a monkey that went and suck? You went to go become enlightened? I don't get it.
No. I was just a monkey having fun being a monkey. It was great, actually. I loved it.
Oh.
And then this arch druid said, "You look cute. you'll be my friend. And then touched me, and then all of a sudden, I'm smart.
Good for you.
I think they call it the awakening spell.
Man, you are full of surprises, little one.
I'll tell you what, it took some getting used to. When I was a monkey, all I thought about was eating and sleeping and pooping. Now I think about existence and death and the inevitableness of all of it.
His eyes get real distant.
So you're a philosopher now?
Well, I've always been a philosopher. Nobody just listens to me.
Holy shit. Where did the captain... No.
Sorry, I didn't mean
he's
to...
He's much snakier than you would think.
Yeah. I figured with all the clunky armor, I wouldn't not hear him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
When you want him to be quiet, he makes all the noise in the world.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to... You know what? I was just going to tell you, little friend here. He went to find a path of enlightenment. He went from being in the dark to the light, but now the light scares him. It's
I'd
just
rather be in the dark.
Yeah. What a conundrum. I tell you what. I'm going to write about this. Huck is going
to... I could tell you so much more.
Huck is going to help me. This is making it in the book. I'll tell you.
Dash's story gets weird.
I'm fascinated by you. You should learn how to... Can I teach you how to cook?
Sure.
I'll swap trades with you.
I would love to.
Stories for teaching you how to cook.
I can't cook meat, though. It makes me nauseous.
We'll find other things.
I appreciate that, yeah.
Okay. And by the way, check this out. And he starts pulling out, like, he opens a crate, and there's a bunch of cloth in the crate.
Hi, Lord needs that.
Well, that's very handy. I bet they took this down because they didn't need it. Because of the fucking spiders.
You're going to have nightmares for a while, aren't you?
This is not going to go well.
Dash, in the crate you're popping open, ironically, there's a new helm sitting inside of there. Way to roll a badass luck check.
You see, Dash, he's trying to figure out how to pry this big crate open with his axe, and it's just not working. So he just gets frustrated and smacks it, and one side of the crate just... And there is a helm.
Oi, I like where this is going. This is a great find.
This is turning out way better than I expected.
Oi.
So I was right that there was something fucky going on with this ship, but all is well that ends well.
Aye. We need nails. Have you guys run across any nails yet?
I'll give you a helm and sails, and you're just not satisfied.
What? They didn't say they needed a helm.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
He does have a point there, Captain.
Yeah, I know.
I'll keep looking. Worst case scenario, I'll just start disassembling beds and taking the nails out of them.
Yeah, we don't need those right now.
Well,
not yet.
No, just mattress on the floor. Who needs more than that?
So at this point in the day, we're probably early afternoon. The crew takes its time to start rebuilding the ship. At the end of the, by the time nightfall is about to hit, we do have a sail up. A lot of the helm is starting to kind of, or the, what would you call the part of the ship that holds the helm?
Is it
the bow?
Don't let us down, Navy man.
No, oh, the bow man. Is the
seaman.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's the, I don't remember.
The part of the ship that holds
I was on
the helm.
An aircraft that's a carrier?
I don't know either. I'm not judging you. Yeah. For listeners at home, tear me apart. It'll be great. Anyways.
Let us know in the comments what it actually is.
Yeah, the upper deck that holds the helm is starting to actually come together. We found nails, and Huckleby is back up.
Quarter deck.
Quarter deck.
It's on the TV in front of me.
I'm looking at my players, no, not the fucking map.
Well, it just occurred to me. I was like, it's right there.
What's up, Huck?
So I'm back up. Was that a short rest for Huck then?
No.
Barely a rest.
I slept it off.
No.
So I'm just at one hit point.
Yes.
Okay.
Point in a dream.
Good. Can somebody stand me up?
You can stand up at one hit point.
Oh, hey, I know. I'm just
he just wanted his mini to be standing. Yeah. Oh, we gotta stand up Laura, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm back on the ship.
Yeah.
Is there anybody around Huck?
No.
You're down below.
You're here.
I'm on the lower deck.
All right. Wake up all alone.
Oh, that's
inside
fine.
Of a crate.
So, Ash's footprints on your chest.
So I'm gonna be like, what the I got fucking wrecked in that one. Where's everybody at? I'm just gonna look around for like some food or something.
Yeah, you don't find anything.
All right, good. Well, then I'm just gonna go wander.
Some bananas.
I'm gonna go walk upstairs to the upper deck to see who I see up there.
Yeah, great. There's one banana.
You make it back up to the upper deck. You can see everyone's busy working. People are mending the ship, which... Roll me an Arcana check. Pretty sure you're familiar with this, but...
12.
You've seen mending before, but you're kind of astonished and taken away with how quickly it's happening between Laura and Drog, just continually hitting space after space.
Yeah, so I'm going to walk up to Laura, because first of all, I see Laura's, like, upright. I'm like, oh... Fuck, Laura. I'm so glad you're with us, love.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you were fucking out for a while.
Yeah, I don't... Honestly...
Who's your friend here?
Drog, nice to meet you.
Drog?
Drog.
Where did you come from?
Well, we all met down in that room with the spiders. I was kind of stuck to a wall.
So you were the guy that made the big boom?
Yeah. I got a little anxious there for a minute.
Well,
a little claustrophobic.
I don't blame you, love. Hey, just so you know, that door that's on the other side of you, it's made out of rubber. I go and I tried to hit it because the fucking door was locked and it went boom, boom. Next thing I know, I'm waking up. Who put me in a fucking crate?
Well, we figured you were a kitty. So you like the boxes?
I mean, I do like to be in a box every now and again, but I don't like to wake up in a box that I did not go to sleep in. You know, like, that's a little weird. I'm just saying, if I get in the box on my own accord, I don't mind getting out of the box, but I fell asleep on the floor and woke up in a box. Kind of made me feel like you guys were trying to... I mean, I'll be honest, they're trying to bury me.
That's kind of trying to bury you.
Kind of fucked up for friends, I'm just saying. But, Drug, my name is Huckabee. You know, I'm friend with James. Is James still a fucking dinosaur?
Do you see a dinosaur around here?
Well, to be honest, everything's still a little, and I haven't looked around much. No, is he okay? If he's not a dinosaur, is he all right?
He's all right. Oh, I believe he's below deck, maybe cooking some dinner.
Oh, fuck, I hope so.
By this point, he would have grabbed the leftover octopus, octopus kraken. Yeah, kraken
and
meat.
I feel like we would have hoisted all the food containers from the dinghies and,
yep,
and brought all that on the ship. And yeah, Dash would be helping James... Cook.
James Cook. Cook?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, this is Dash, you, sir, are really picking this up.
It helps to have four opposable thumbs. I can do a lot at once.
And then his tail comes up, and his tail's got a spatula. It's flipping stuff.
My goodness. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you. And then as he's kind of taking pride and trying to show off, he steps his foot on a burner.
Oh, no. It'll be all right. Listen, Lil, I got you. And he casts mending or healing word on you.
Oh, thank you.
Now let me just give you a bit of a pointer. When it comes to the banana souffle, when you take it out and put it in that burner below, you really have to... Let it cook and don't open the oven often. You seem like an anxious type.
Oh, you gotta, that might be hard.
You just gotta take your time and wait.
And you see him like an inch from the oven. Just like, come on, I'm ready.
Like a kid with dino nuggets in the microwave.
come on. Yeah.
Dash is very much like a four-year-old.
We take some time to prepare everything. We, you know, as everyone else, mending, cooking, or we're cooking, we go ahead and finish up and take our food up to the main deck and kind of just sit and begin to eat as a family.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you all.
This is great. This is the first time we've all been conscious in a while.
Oh, you're telling me,
that's
love.
True.
Welcome back, Laura.
Yeah, it's Laura, welcome back.
Oh, I'd like to make a toast.
Oh, I'm all about toasts.
Anyways.
Did you go grab your whiskey that we jacked from the wall?
I'm going to say for this sake, yes.
Okay.
Just for this sake. I'd like to make a toast to the crew, the Tentacruels. We survived it and we got us a new ship. It's good to see you all alive. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the family, Drog. We appreciate all the work Laura and Drog have been doing. Everyone has been doing great. Dash learning to cook.
You're learning to cook, monkey?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Holy fuck. This is going to be great.
I'll be a jack of all trades.
Yep.
And Barty says thank you, everybody, for having his back.
Tell him thank you, love. But I wanted to say, everyone, thank you and welcome, Drog.
Yeah, yeah.
Snorcha!
Just out of curiosity, are we going to let fucking Turner Jack know we're eating?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I forgot about the fellow with the boots.
Oh, wait, I thought he was here. Turner?
Yeah?
You hungry?
I'm starving, Captain. Why do you... Did you
perfect.
See
come,
without
come,
me?
Come to the ship. Come to the main deck. Sorry.
Crazy.
Where were you at, love?
I was at, like, on the edge of the ship. Chilling. Just, like, spitting off the edge.
Just
swinging
his feet,
looking at the horizon for other ships.
And yeah. I like, pour Turner a very small amount of whiskey.
We'll start with this.
Captain, are you sure? I think I'll be okay.
It's a celebratory time.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
And as everyone raises up their glasses to the captain's toast, we will end the episode here. Great job, gents.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to this lovely episode of Monroe's Chest, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Don't forget to drop us a like, follow, and subscribe as well. And don't forget to drop a comment to let us know what you thought of this a new episode. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Later.
Bye. Later.
Auf Wiedersehen.